Blog Talk Radio.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Ragune Chembao. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua. Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba. mama shika lion of Judah.
Good evening and blessings to all. Glory to God. Glory to God. Good evening. This is Prophet Deborah Ramos of Food for the Journey International Ministries. Welcome to our Monday night Bible study. Glory to God. This is a ministry that is preparing people for the journey of life and into eternity. Bless the Lord. So I just welcome everyone to our teaching tonight. I'm so excited tonight. We're going to be talking about a serious matter. We're going to be talking about our children and the attacks that are coming against our children, and we're going to talk about some of the reasons why it's happening and what we need to be doing as parents and grandparents and just people that care about children. Amen. We have to understand that our children are being attacked from every side. All types of witchcraft operations and maneuvers are coming against our children. Our children are in a battle. Amen. They're in a battle, and many of our children don't even know why, what they are fighting. And so we as Christians, as believers, we need to begin to really stand in the gap for our children and understand that what our children are going through in these last and evil days are very serious. Before I get into that, let me just, glory to God, open up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Adonai. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am. You are the olive in the tub. You are the one true living God. You are the Ancient of Days. You are he who was and is and is to come. You are the glorified one. You are Elohim. You are Yod. You are, Lord God, Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, Jehovah Raphael, our healer. We thank you, Father, that you are our deliverer, Father God. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. We surrender our will, our ways to your ways. Have your way, Father God. I take authority over this atmosphere tonight in the name of Jesus. And I shut down our first and second heaven activity. I come against every plot and plan of the enemy to disturb this teaching tonight in the name of Jesus. I come against receive, I bind you with chains and fetters of iron in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to release your hot heat from heaven upon the heads of every evil pursuer of this teaching tonight in the name of Jesus. We call down the fire of God to burn up every demonic wall and barricade even now over our children, over their lives, over their destinies in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for fresh revelation, insight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So I just thank God tonight for this time to study with you and for us to share. And if you have any questions, just call in or put up the hand sign, and you know, I'll try to answer the questions as best I can. But really what I want to talk about, our children, my God, our children are being infiltrated. Our children are being seduced. Our children are being indoctrinated to the plans of the enemy through this world system. Remember that the Bible says in 1 John 5:19 that the whole world lies in wickedness. So our children are coming into contact wickedness on a constant basis. Whether they coming coming in contact with wickedness in school, they are coming in contact with wickedness on their phones. They coming in contact with wickedness on TV. And wherever our children are, they're coming in contact with evil beings, entities. And though they cannot see them, our children has a big red target mark on their back. Why? Because our children, the next generation. Your enemy is targeting this generation in order to make sure that the next generation will be a godless generation. But we as the gap standers, just a moment. Excuse me. We are the gap standers, and we have to teach this generation. We don't want to have a godless generation coming up. Excuse me. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. I just rebuke every distraction. And so we don't want a godless generation. For the most part, this generation really don't want to know about God. They have not been really taught about God. When they did have a chance to go into the house of God, many times we set our children off to the side when they needed to be in the sanctuary learning and hearing about the word of God. Understand that witches and satanic powers are targeting our children. Why so much is happening to our children, rape, molestation, pedophilia, all these things are geared to destroy our children and destroy our destiny. What does the Bible say? In John 10:10 says, but that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we would have life and have more abundantly. We have to understand that this promise is not just for us, but it's for our children as well. We have to understand that we are raised human beings made in the image of God. And if our children are made in the image of God, they are just as important to God as we are. You don't become a certain age and then you become important to God. Even before our child is in the mother's womb, he is important to God. Amen. So we have to understand that. So I want to talk about how we can help our children. So let's first start off with Matthew chapter 19 and 14. Amen. We need to know the importance of prayer. The importance of prayer. It says, but Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So in other words, Jesus is saying that allow the children to come to me because such is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, in order to grasp and take hold of the kingdom, you have to come in as a little child. That's why in order to enter the kingdom of God, we have to be born again. When you are born again, you are like a little baby coming into the kingdom. And so children are very important to God. Understand, as parents, we have a very important role in our children's lives and our grandchildren's lives. Whether they are with us or not, we are gap standards. We have to understand that we have been given a responsibility. Whether we see these children or not, whether they saved or unsaved, we have a responsibility. So as parents, we have to understand that our prayers are powerful prayers. When we pray for our children, we don't just pray for their present situation, but we have to pray for their future outcome. We have to pray that their destiny will come to pass. Why? Because we have to understand that there are satanic wicked powers with barricades that are standing to block our children. These satanic powers have all types of roadblocks for our children, whether it's whether it's drugs, whether it's sex, whether it's having babies out of wedlock, all these are seducing them into fornication at young ages. All of these are devices, attacked to block and stop our children's destiny. We have to understand that we need to be constantly on our knees praying. Why? Because the prayers of a parent is the oil in the lamps of our children. When we pray, it is oil in the lamps of our children. What does the Bible say? We have to make sure that we keep oil in our lamps. But when we pray for our children, we are putting oil in the lamps. So it's very important that we pray for our children. Understand that when we pray for our children, we as the parents and grandparents, we are the watchers for their souls. We pray for everything else, but we have to remember, we have to start with them, that we have to pray and we have to do warfare to take our children back from the witchcraft powers. So many children have fallen into the pit of witchcraft powers. That's why they're so wicked. That's why they're out there seducing spirits, has seduced our children at very young age. There are little children, 10 years old, 9 and 10, having sex. Why? Because the spirit of seduction, which is witchcraft, has seduced our children through the media, through music. You know, as parents and grandparents, we have to monitor and supervise what they are listening to and what is going through their eye gauge. Understand, all these things are powers. When you don't watch their eye gauge, in their ear gates, understand that those things that they've taken in is bringing contamination to their soul, and it's planting seeds. Anything that goes in is planting a seed. Make no mistake. And if they continuously do that thing, it's being watered. Understand, this is a tactic of the enemy. That's why we have to understand how strategic the enemy is. Little by little, he's gaining ground in our children. That's why we have to raise up in strategic and tactical combat against the enemy. Why? Because we have to take our children back from the witchcraft powers that are seducing and destroying children. And understand this. As saints of God, it's not just our children. We have to pray for all the children, our neighbor children, children in other countries, because we have to understand that they're going through the same thing that our children are going through. They're being manipulated, controlled, seduced, drawn in, captured, trafficked, abused, mistreated. All these wicked things are happening to children. And why? Because people, we as parents and grandparents, we have to stand up more. I'm not saying that you don't pray for children, but we have to understand it has to be at the top of our list, because children are very important to God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank the Lord this evening. So as we pray for our children, it serves as a ground in which spiritual transactions can be made on behalf of our children. So when we're praying for our children, now understand, this is our introduction. Hallelujah, Jesus. But when we pray for our children, we are setting the groundwork, spiritual transactions that can be made on behalf of our children. In other words, when we're praying, we're getting things for our children, things to produce in life. We are calling things into our life, to their lives. We want them to have a good future. We want them to go to college, go to school. We want them to be something. So as we pray, we speaking those things into existence over their lives, and we tearing down the things of the enemy so that they don't come. Because if we don't tear down the things that the enemy has purposely plotted and planned for our children, they will surely come to pass. Make no mistake, because if anything that you allow that's wicked and you don't come in contact with it and you don't tear it down, it's going to build itself higher and higher. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Understand that if two Christians on fire come together in their marriage and pray for their children, this is an explosion. This brings an explosion of power in that family and over the lives of those children. Glory to God. Glory to God. But understand how the enemy works. See, we have to understand how the enemy works. What the enemy does is he'll bring a Christian that's on fire, and then he'll bring that Christian, a lukewarm Christian. My God. Why? So that lukewarm, that Christian that's on fire becomes that Christian that's carnal Christian become a stumbling block to the Christian that's on fire. Understand, the enemy is such a strategist. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it, because he's watching you. He is studying you. The enemy is a strategist. He is so much a strategist. That's why we have to be one step of the enemy. That's why we have to have discernment. That's why we have to know our job as Christians, as believers, concerning our family, concerning our jobs, concerning our ministry, concerning our destiny in life. We have to know. Glory to God. So understand that the enemy wants a Christian that on fire to hook up with a lukewarm Christian, therefore that they don't have any power. But understand that as parents, we must pray for our family. If we are married to somebody that's not born again, then the believing parent, you should become the mantle of prayer for that family. In other words, if you have a spouse that's not saved, you have to become the mantle of prayer for that family. You have to be the gap standard. You have to be the intercessor. You have to be the hedge of protection around your children. You have to stand in the gap for your children. You may have to do it alone, but understand that all of heaven is backing you up. Understand that. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And another thing I want to talk about tonight is we must be careful when we pray for our children. Why do I say that? Understand that when we pray for our children, that those who speak evil over them will fall into their own traps. We have to be careful that we don't do the same thing that they do. You have to be careful what you're speaking over your children. Even when you get mad, you have to be very careful what you say. Why? Because that very prayer you pray for somebody else that's coming against your children, that's speaking evil against your children, you will become a victim of that very prayer. My God. So we have to be careful that even when we're angry with our children, that we don't say things that's going to bring a snare to their lives. We don't want to speak evil over their lives after we already spoken good, because the same thing will cause us to be a victim of the very prayer that we prayed, my God. So as a mother or a father, make sure that the words that you speak over your children be life and not death. Even if you are angry with them, you got to make sure. No, you're not, they're not stupid, they're not dumb. No, you don't say that to your children. You don't say that you'll never amount to nothing. That is not of God. We have to speak life always to our children, whatever situation that they are in. Why? That first of all, they're made in the image of God. God has given you stewardship over this human being. God has trusted you with this human being in your life. And so the question is, how did you treat this human being? How did you treat this child in the image of God? My God, glory to God. Proverbs chapter 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. Understand that if you speak death, you're going to eat the fruit of death. If you speak life, you're going to eat the fruit of life. Whatever you speak, that's the fruit that's going to come you and to your children. So we have to be careful, saints, what we say to our children. So, my God, glory to God. And so many parents that have spoken bad over their children, they are experiencing bad things in their lives. Why? Because you have spoken bad things into your children's life. And so instead of having enough discernment and enough revelation to know that what you said has brought bad things on you, no, you're rebuking the devil. Not knowing that the very things that you have said about your children and to your children is backfiring on you. That's why we have to be very careful what we use our tongue for. Understand, when you mistreat your children, you're going to weep, pressed down, shaken together, running over. The very things that you have spoken over that child is going to come back to you. My God, be careful. We have to be careful with our children. These children are precious in the sight of God. That's why those who mistreat children, they're going to have to give an account. They're going to have judgment is coming upon them. I decree and declare that judgment is coming upon them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God reserves salvation for mothers and their children. When understand this, when Jesus came into Jerusalem, most people believed that he was riding on a donkey. But no, Jesus rode upon two animals, a mother donkey and a colt, her baby donkey. My God, hallelujah. Now, this was first prophesied in Zechariah chapter 9:9. Let us go over to that scripture. Zechariah 9:9. Jesus came riding and hallelujah in Jerusalem on a mother donkey and her colt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, Zechariah chapter 9:9, and it says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh up unto thee. He is just and having salvation. Hallelujah. Lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. This prophecy was fulfilled and confirmed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go over. Also, let's go to Matthew chapter 21 and verse 2. And it says, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you could also read that. You could just write this down at the moment. Matthew 21:7. Glory to God. So the question is, why the mother and her baby? First of all, it was an oracle that says God will not bring salvation only to a mother, but will bring salvation to her child or children. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God moves upon a woman, his grace is extended unto her children also, whether saved or unsaved. Do you hear that? When the Spirit of God moves upon a woman, his grace is extended to her children also, whether saved or unsaved. In other words, the grace that's on your life extends to your children, whether they saved or unsaved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're not saying that they're saved because you're saved, because no, everyone has to accept Jesus Christ for their own self. But that grace that's on your life, the patient mercy, hallelujah, is extended to your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that. We just bless you tonight. Hallelujah. So this action of riding on the mother donkey and her baby donkey denotes that Jesus is willing to use both levels of maturity in humans, the adult and the children. In other words, God has no respect of a person. God will use you as well as he use your children. Hallelujah. That's why we see many men. Look at Samuel. He was raised. Samuel was raised. He was given to Eli as a baby, as a young baby, and he was raised, and God began to use Samuel early. They said from a child, they knew that Samuel was destined to be a prophet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even though he was a foster kid, he was still, hallelujah, he was destined to be a prophet. And so God uses children. You never know what your child is destined to be in your house. God give you a stewardship over a child, and you calling that child a dummy, and that child grow up and to be a great man or woman of God to the nations of God. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful. Hallelujah. We may not understand that just because they're children, that children have gifts. Even though they're children, God has blessed them with gifts. Many children actually possess more faith than adults. Why? Because they don't have the world to bring all types of doubt. They don't have the baggage that adults have. So children are great faith. You could tell a child something and they absolutely believe it without any questions asked. Whereas God to tell us something and we got to confirm it with our friend, confirming here and confirming over there, not believing God. So that's why we need to have the faith of children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Understand this. It's easier for them to invoke the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. When children are playing church, many times we stop them because we think they're making fun of God. But we do not know that what they are saying and doing is in reality is happening in the spirit realm. When they utter biblical words, angelic, I understand angels descend and ascend. Hallelujah. When they call fire, fire really comes down. If we can only get an eye, see, the problem is we so cardinal-minded that we don't really understand the depths of the spiritual realm and hallelujah and how the activity is constantly going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Understand is when God descends when children pray and sing songs. God is right there. Hallelujah. The adults don't have a closed market on God. My God, Jesus. Understand, there are many witches who have been destroyed by children, not knowing it. A witch cannot destroy a child who has no open doors. Understand this. That's why it's so important to cover your children. Understand, a witch cannot destroy a child who has no open doors and is into spiritual things like quoting scriptures and praying. That's why we teach our children at a young age the Bible, teach them scriptures, have them recite a scripture before they go to sleep so that they're covered. Because understand, there are a lot of activities that happen in the night season. Understand that there's the terror by night walking. That's the pestilence that's walking. There are satanic wicked powers that walk through walls. They're walking through doors, walking through people's homes. Make no mistake, just because you sleep, don't get it twisted. Devils and demons are walking through walls and walking through your doors and you don't even see it. Understand, they're looking to seek whom they may steal, kill, and destroy. Hi, Lord Jesus. Let us go over to Psalms 127. We're going to read verses 3-5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you're getting something out of this teaching. Understand the importance of our children and the importance of praying and covering our children and even teaching our children how to do spiritual warfare. Okay, let's start at verse 3. Behold, children are an inheritance from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. My God, you see this, the Lord said, blessed is the man who has many children. Hallelujah. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Hallelujah. Behold, children are an inheritance from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. So that lets you know those who think it's okay to abort babies, they're going to be judged mightily by God. Those who shed the blood of innocent children will live under a curse until they repent for the wickedness that they have done. My God, he said, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one youth. Arrows, my God. Hallelujah. What hit the bullseye? Jesus. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. My God. My God, Lord, we thank you for our children tonight. We cover them with the blood hedge of protection, firewalls and smoke screens, make hedges of protection around our children right now in the name of Jesus. Our young children, our old children, our adult children, as long as they are children and grandchildren. Children, we cover them this night in the blood of Jesus. And Father, we repent for not praying for them as much as we should. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Next, I want to talk about demonic snares that come against our children and demonic snares that come through cartoons that bring rebellion. As a parent of children and grandchildren, we must understand this, that cartoons causes demons of rebellion, and this is a curse of premature death. Understand, when children rebel against their parents, they are shortening the days of their life. The Bible says, obey your parents and the Lord, that your days be long upon the land. That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What is the reverse of that? If you don't honor your mother and your father, then it causes your days to be shortened. That's why these things that our children are watching and these songs, the songs of media that they listen to, is teaching our children how to be rebellious, to be disobedient, to be angry, to be violent. All of these spirits are going into the very souls of our children, and we think it's okay. Even Christians that are allowing their children to watch these secular shows and these demonic shows, and understand that the enemy is infiltrating our children's souls and corrupting them and causing them to be filthy, and it's causing them to rebel, and it's causing our children's days to be short upon the land. My God. Just think about this, how many children in recent years have died at young ages, 15, 16, 17, 18. You got to go back and think, what has happened that caused them to die premature death? Because understand is, whatever we see in the physical realm, something had already happened in the spiritual realm. understanding what you see manifest in the natural realm has already manifested in the spiritual realm. What does Hebrews 11:1 say? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things seen. So by faith, the things that we want is already manifested in the spiritual realm, but they have to manifest in the natural realm. So understand it. My God, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Understand this. The first thing you must understand is that the devil can only infiltrate our little children if there is an open door in parents. Understand, when we see parents, addictive parents on drugs, and eventually their children grow up and you see them start drinking and smoking and being sexualized, going from partner to partner, understand that these doors were open in their parents. Understand this. The enemy can only infiltrate our little children if there's an open door in the parents. We are the covering of our children, and the devil must pass through us to get to our children. My God, the devil must pass through us to get to our children. Understand it. So if we are clean, then nothing unclean can pass down to our children. But if we have open doors, it gives the enemy access to our children and our grandchildren. Understand, this is a spiritual law. Let us go over to 2 Corinthians 6:17. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You have to come out from the unclean thing. Whatever is unclean, you have to come out from among it so that God can receive you. Understand that. Though it is the unclean things that defiles us and our children. Understand this. If a demon violates this spiritual law, then parents can prosecute this demon in the court of God. In other words, if a demon come against your children and there are no open doors and you know you're living godly, you're living holy, you're righteous, and you're praying, and you're praying for your children, and your children still get caught up with some type of evil demonic plot and plan that comes against them and causes your children to come out from the hedge of protection, you have the right and authority in Jesus Christ to take it to the court of heaven, to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to the righteous judge, Jesus Christ, and put your petition before him and say, Lord God, I pray for this. I covered this kid. I spoke life into this kid. I taught this kid your word. I prayed with this kid, and yet this kid is out here on drugs. Oh, no, devil. You got to take your hands off my children, because I'm the righteousness of Christ. I live right. I prayed for my kids. I made sure that I didn't allow you into my life, and you corrupted my kids. No, I'm not on my watch. You could go to the court of God, to the court of heaven, and your case and your child, hallelujah, will be brought back to you, hallelujah, and brought back to God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. So many saints' children, because we understand that the enemy loves to target the saints' children, not because they're the saints' children. You know, many people say that, oh, yeah, the devil likes to come after the pastor kids. No, the devil comes after the kid because that kid has a destiny in God. It's not about that pastor. It's about that kid having a destiny and a purpose and a call on his life. And the enemy is about stealing, killing, and destroying. So let's not make excuses. Let's go to war. It's time to go into tactical combat in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about the demon Baphomet. Because our children are facing a lot of principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness. But this Baphomet is the demon of pedophilia. See, when we pray, being strategic is to know what we're praying against. I want you to take up the mantle of prayer against this spirit, Baphomet. It is a king demon of pedophilia, child pornography, child rape, child nudity, sexual molestation of children, and incest of children, and every unnatural sexual act against children. Now, on the other hand, Moloch is the spirit, the principality that's responsible for the murder of children. This spirit, Baphomet, is a demon that traumatizes and tortures and molests our children and open doors in our children. But Moloch is the spirit that is responsible for the murder of children, for abortion, for premature death. My God. See, that's why we're talking about strategic tactical combat, taking our children back from witchcraft powers. All of these demons work through witchcraft powers and witchcraft powers. They team up together to take down their victims, to bring our children in captivity. In Luke 4:18, Jesus said he came to set captives free. We need Jesus to set our children captive, to set our children free. Glory to God. On June 21st, it's the second main day of the fasting of the year. I'm talking about for the demonic kingdom. This day is celebrated in hell as the beginning of the summer solstice. Understand, this is the high time for pedophilia and bestiality and sexual immorality. All of this is celebrated in hell, and it manifests in our realm, in our earth realm, through people, through victims. So understand this. If your child is being placed under a demonic covenant of an evil altar, the possibility of it being established depends on the parent's life. You can't break down evil altars made for your children until you first break down your own altars. We have to understand that the enemy, what is an altar? An altar is a place of transaction. Now, we know when altars was first made, they were made by God. God will use altars to make covenants with his people and establish laws and legislate through altars. But we know that Satan is a copycat, and he has raised up evil altars, many evil altars in the realms of the spirit. This is why you see many people that can't only go so far in life, and consistently waiting for God to move in their lives, not understanding that there is a blockage, there is an evil altar in the realms of the spirit. And the enemy continuously makes sacrifice on that altar so that the person can only go but so far in life. And so we have to be aware of this thing and down the demonic altar. Let us go over to Deuteronomy chapter 24 and verse 16. My God, we need wisdom, people. We need revelation in order to deal with what's taking place in the world. That's why so many people are living a defeated life, because they recognize not the wiles of the devil. Listen to this. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 16. And it says, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. My God. Listen to that. Glory to God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We see that everyone is going to have to give an account. So as our children are small and they're in our hands, we have to give an account. But understand, if you don't deal with your children and pray for your children now, when they grow up, they're going to have to give an account for things that they that's coming against them that they don't even know where they came from. My God, understand this. If you have sexual problems, you must deal with this altar first before you deal with those in your children's life. Many children are acting out sexually because they are sexual altars in the lives of their parents. understand is, yes, that's why we have to confess of our sins that we know about and the ones we don't. We have to repent. We have to repent of the sins of our father's house. We have to repent of the sins of our mother houses. Many Christians don't believe this. That's why their lives are the way they are. That's why their children are the way they are, because they haven't went back and dealt with the sins. We have to deal with the sins. It's not about here and now, but understand the demons go from generation to generation. They don't just say, once you get saved, oh, I'm never going to mess with you again. That's a lie. Understand that the enemy is, what did God in the book of Job, God asked Satan, God was meeting, there was a meeting in heaven. Court was going on in heaven. And God asked Satan, where did you come from? He said, I came from walking to and fro in the earth. So we know that the enemy is not tied up. He is walking to and fro in the earth. My God. So we have to deal with those things so that they don't be passed down to our children. Glory to God. Next, do not despise a child crying. Your child will be crying for no reason. And here you are trying to find out the reason. And you want that child to be quiet. Understand this. Most people do not know that it could be the child's spirit that is crying for the parent, or the child is manifesting the crying of the parent's heart. Let me say that again. Most people do not know that it could be, when their child is crying, the child's spirit that is crying for the parent, or the child is manifesting the cry of the parent's heart. Understand this. Babies and children are sensitive to the spirit realm and the spirits around them. They feel our pain even when we are hiding it inside. Children cry for parents. It's like intercession. But the parents are ignorant of these things. Many people, when their children cry, they beat their children, beat them and say, shut up and shut up, not knowing that this child could be interceding for them, crying out for them, feeling the pain, feeling whatever that parent is going through. Understand that these particularly small children, they were in the womb for 9 months, connected to their mother, connected. That doesn't just go away. Understand this. When a child cries, all of heaven is moved. I tell you, God in heaven is concerned about children. I want you to understand. Don't beat your child. I'm not saying don't use the rod. What I'm saying is, don't beat them every time they cry. Comfort them. If the child is crying for no reason, you may not never know the reason, but maybe the child just wants some comfort. Just wants some comfort. Let us go over to Ephesians chapter 6 and 4. Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this study. 6 and 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonishment of the Lord. Do not provoke your children to wrath. Do not provoke them to wrath. Bring them up and nurture them. We are to bring our children up and nurture our children and love them. There are times when you have to spank your child, but for the most part, bring them up, teach them, guide them. Hallelujah. Let's talk about Balaam. Balaam beat the donkey, but did not know the donkey was doing what it was doing to save his life. Understand, there are times, as I said earlier, our children could be praying, interceding for you. These are things that spirit, we need to be more spirit in tune, sensitive to the realms of the spirit. Ask the Lord, commune with the Holy Spirit. Ask him to tell you, ask the Holy Spirit, why is my child crying like this? What's going on? What is it that I don't see, Lord? Give me eyes and ears to hear and see in the realms of the spirit so that I may be in tune with my child. We need to be in tune with our children. not just for the bad things, but for the good things as well. So we see that the donkey would not go further because he was trying to save Balaam's life. That's why the abuse of children, even abortion, is a celestial crime. Did you know that abusing children, even abortion, is a celestial crime by God? Abusers of children, whether by physical abuse or abortion, will be judged by the Son of God himself. And by divine unction, the gates of heaven could be shut out against him if God does not have mercy for that person. Understand, if they don't repent, they're going to be shut out of heaven. So let's talk about here. We're getting ready to finish up. I want to move forward. I'm going a little slow, but I'm going to speed it up because I have a prayer. I want us to pray before we close out. Children, contamination, point of contact. Some babies have nightmares and spirits are troubling them at night. Sometimes your baby wake up crying at night, you need to go and rebuke the devil. You may not see nothing, but still pray. Pray, rebuke the demons, rebuke the spirit of nightmares. Understand this, when your child takes clothes from people, when you bring clothes from other people for your children, do you know what is on that child's parent, what is in the home? Do you know what's on the toys or clothes? Understand there's a such thing as transference of spirits. So you can bring clothes from other people home, and those very clothes and toys can have, even secondhand stores, there could be spirits attached to them, and it can transfer to your children. We have to use wisdom. How does that happen? Well, we see that even in Acts chapter 19 and verse 12, it says, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So we see from this scripture, it is giving us an example that the anointing that was on Peter's body was transferred to the handkerchiefs and aprons, and they brought it to other people's body, and they were cured. So they let you know that there is able to transfer. So just like good spirits are able to transfer, their bad spirits are able to transfer too. When you take clothes from other people, you bring unclean spirits on your children. These spirits will trouble your children at night. Sometimes the clothes will be in the drawer, but the spirit is still there. Remember that demonic spirits are persons without bodies. They walk. People say we don't look at things like this. That's why I said this is a ministry. We're going to talk about things that other people do not talk about. Also, demon spirits will come to school with certain children and follow the other children to their homes. When this happens, you will see a disturbance in the child's life. So that lets you know, even our kids coming home from school, when our children come in from the door, we need to rebuke any spirits that are following them, with any spirits. I'm going to share a quick story. I remember I was working at a job, and I was working with children. I started working with children, and all of a sudden, every time I would come home, I would just feel so sad, and I began to cry. I felt because I saw so much that was going on with the children, and I never forget, one day I went into a bookstore, a Christian bookstore, and I was a young Christian at this point. I had been saved maybe not even a year. And I went into a Christian bookstore and I began to look for that I wanted to read. And I remember a lady came up behind me and she was praying softly behind me. So I looked at her and then I moved away, but she kept praying. And she said to me, "May I pray for you?" And I said yes. And before she prayed, she started prophesying concerning my job. And she started talking about my job. She said, "What you need to do at your job before you leave, you need to command the spirits that's on that job to get out of your car, get off your back, get off the hood of your car. You need to leave those spirits there." Well, I didn't know much about spirits. She said, "Because those spirits, you're taking those spirits." And I knew it was from God. Needless to say, after she prayed for me, she did let me know that she was a pastor. And from that day forward, whenever I go to jobs and come home, I command the spirit to get out of my car, get off my head, wherever I go. You can't come with me. And see, this is the same thing that we need to teach our children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Also, remember, make sure you pray and teach your children how to command those spirits not to follow them. Understand, when this happens, if you don't do this, there will be disturbances in your children and in their lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. So now I want to go into a quick little prayer before we close out tonight. This is an authoritative command against evil attacking your children. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I want you to repeat after me. Arrows of untimely death fired into the lives of my children, backfire in the name of Jesus. Evil coffins constructed for any of my children, self-destruction, I command you to self-destruct in the name of Jesus. Demons of failure, setback, and stagnation regarding the spiritual growth of my children. Call forth your children, Angela, Harold, Rydell, be scattered to pieces by the lightning of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to stop. Let us read Psalm 18 and 14. Arrows of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Locate my children's enemies who are working evil against them. Let them be scattered now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Powers of the air feeding on my children's destiny. By fire you shall be consumed. What are you waiting for? Be consumed now in the name of Jesus. Power of the grave, I render you impotent in the lives of my children in the name of Jesus. Any poison eaten by my children, be neutralized by the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Any sickness planted into the body of my children while sleeping, be flushed out by the blood of Jesus. Any evil substance given to my children to eat and drink, be neutralized and come out by the blood of Jesus. Understand, it is very bad to be eaten and drink for you or your children. Very bad, because when you are fed in a dream, it means that the enemy is putting spiritual pollution in you. Hi, Jesus. Every demon or satanic alliance made with my children through contact, association, or dream, break now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Burial tomb holding the spirit of my children. You have no power to hold them any longer. Therefore, loose them now by the blood in the name of Jesus. Grave clothes tailored specifically for my children. You are a liar. Catch fire and burn to ashes now in the name of Jesus. Grave clothes tailored specifically for my children. I call down the net of fire from heaven to burn and consume you to ashes in the name of Jesus. Every witch that wants to suck the blood of my children, I say they will suck their own blood in the name of Jesus. My children, you are anointed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Death, I rebuke your hand from over my family. My children are not your candidates in the name of Jesus. I retrieve my children's memory, ability, and potential from the chamber the marine kingdom and the second heaven. I command fire of the Holy Ghost in the secret places of the mysterious kingdom of darkness and all storerooms, vessels, and chambers of anything that is holding my children's name and destiny trapped. I command these evil forces to melt by fire, by the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, I release the 10 plagues upon my children's enemies that's coming against their destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, I send down your fire upon every addictive demon that's in the lives of my children, whether they be addicted to video games, pornography, Lord, shopping, greed, fighting, violence, or murder. Let the enemies, let the plagues of God be upon their enemies tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, release your indignation against every demonic spirit, every principality, power. Lord God, every pursuer of my children in the name of Jesus, let every pursuer that's pursuing the destiny and the lives of my children be stopped in their tracks by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you this afternoon. Lord, we just pray for every child, Lord. We've covered the children in every country, in every nation with a blood hedge of protection, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let every enemy to children, every pedophile, every rapist, every trafficker, Father God, every bad parent, Father God, be dealt with quickly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for supernatural protection over our children, whether they be young or old, God, they're still our children. They're still made in the image of you, dear Lord Jesus. We cover them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, let every demonic operation, every witchcraft operation, Lord God, be burned to ashes in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let every witchcraft covenant that's coming against our children be burnt like wax in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray tonight that you would arise in your indignation with thunder and earthquake and a great noise upon the enemies of our children, upon the enemies that's in this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we call forth the protocol of your angels, your battling angels, the security angels, ministering angels, territory angels, display every power of witchcraft that's attacking our children and our family in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, refuse to carry out the instructions of the witch doctors assigned against our families in the name of Jesus. I program judgment on witchcraft operations in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, arise and cast abominable filth upon witchcraft operations that's operating against our children in the media, Lord God, in the media, in our schools, Father God, in the government, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the eyes of the witches assigned against us and our children be dark, and let their crystal balls be blacked out in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let every witchcraft power flying against us crash land in the name of Jesus. I release the mystery of the flying roll of God upon every witchcraft power. Let the judgments that's written on the mysterious rolls be upon every witchcraft power, Father God, whether it's on the earth or under the waters, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let every sand roadblock for our children clear away now by fire. We decree and declare that our children will fulfill their destiny. Their God, we command their God-born destiny to come forth in the name of Jesus. Every Beelzebub cobweb over their mind, Father God, we command it to clear away now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our children have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we call down fire from heaven, the net of fire, the heat from heaven, to burn every root, every evil plantation in their lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we decree and declare every child that's in the pit right now, God, is coming forth in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the children, whether our children be in jail or out of jail, we calling them forth out of the prison, because Jesus, you said in Luke 14:18, that you came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. You came to bring healing to the brokenhearted, to set them at liberty, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our children tonight, God. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you break every ancestral witchcraft claim over the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. Lord God, break it, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask that you destroy every pin or needle of witchcraft in the lives of our children. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the children's lives. In every nation, oh God, in the schools, God, we decree and declare that our children would excel in whatever they put their hands to do in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they're at the top of their class, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our children. Thank you that you allow us to raise these children. Oh God, we know we made mistakes. For Father God, we thank you that you make up the head, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, na ma 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 sa. Thank you, Jesus. He cut up a shano de roma si. Thank you, Jesus. Ha tabo ko sana de rama ayayobo sanda. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this time of prayer, Father. And we seal this prayer by the blood, by the word, and by the spirit of God. And we decree and declare. Yes, Father, that every devil and demon, every witch and warlock spirit that has been loose for their demonic assignment has now become a part of Jesus' footstool forever and ever. Amen. All right, until our next program, our teacher, may God continuously bless you and increase you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Been so good to us, been so faithful to us. Ooh, I can sing a billion songs, dance till my feet are numb, spin till I'm empty and poor, can't praise you enough. Shout till my voice gives way, lead till I have no strength, do my breath try to explain, I can't praise you enough. And the time and words stop, I can never tell it all, words are few, this will have to do. I just want to thank you.
You say till I'm